continuing. We've been going through the Ken's Journey Through the Text of A Course in Miracles, Volume 1. We are actually all the way up to page 49. So far, we were in the second column on page 49, which is Ken's commentary on Chapter 2. We've already covered the themes that we've covered in this chapter have been the oneness and the tiny mat idea, and we've been on the fear of the atonement for several weeks now. There's a lot of meat to that issue, something that Ken says when he first brought it up for this chapter, that it's going to be addressed in every chapter because it's an important issue. So in this particular chapter, Ken says, really does provide an overview of the metaphysics of the tiny mat idea, how it all happened, and the defenses against remembering the truth of who we are. So that's some of what we really have been in the middle of. So we've been, as I say, looking at the third theme in the chapter 2 commentary on the fear of the atonement. And we've just been looking at the fact that there are lots of different ways of describing that fear of the atonement. One of the passages we already looked at was really the fear of the light awakening us from the dream, the fear of awakening, fear of truth, fear of release. And we'll be talking some more about that. That's some of what we were talking about last week. Fear of healing, fear of redemption, fear of oneness. So it's all the same fear. But of course, we experience fear in our lives. It seems like it has nothing to do with that. But what Jesus is telling us in the Course is that all of our fears really are just reflections of this underlying fear. And we project it out into various forms that we experience in our lives. But that's why Ken is always stressing that workbook lesson, you're never upset for the reason that you think. We're never fearful for the reason that we think. It's always really because of what's going on in the unconscious.